Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahman ar-rahim, qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah, على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني فسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لغدوة في سبيل الله أروح خير من الدنيا وما فيها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders. It is indeed the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this cannot be stressed enough. The ni'mat, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst the best of all creations. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings with iman. If you look at the broader prospect of all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan to be in the best of forms. But the same insan, if he does not have iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. That this person will be debased to the lowest of the low in the hereafter. This bounty of iman is singularized in the Quran al-Kareem as the bounty, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the last few, according to some mufassirin, this was the last ayah to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected our deen for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have perfected the deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And that I have completed my ni'mat, my bounty upon you. Wa raditu lakumul Islam adina. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prefers the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deen of Islam for us as a religion. This bounty, how fortunate we are, it cannot be overemphasized. If we speak about it daily, and we ought to speak about this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, this ni'mat of iman, that how fortunate we are, that we are waking up every morning in the state of iman, that how fortunate we are, that every night we are going to sleep in the state that we have iman, how fortunate we are, that unlike many of the creation, they say they approximately 7 billion people with, or 8 billion people with 2 billion Muslims. So it's a quarter of the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected, three quarter of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deprived them of the bounty, of the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the most beloved of His creation, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw it fit for us to be reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It is only on account of this, that a person can say that he has a life, that life is worth living. If a person is deprived of worldly wealth, that is inconsequential to the hereafter. It will only be a temporary grief or temporary discomfort. But when a person passes away with this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah. When a person passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that when we pass away, the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah emanates from our lips, and that we enjoy the benefits of this kalima in the hereafter, the everlasting enjoyment, everlasting comfort, everlasting serenity. My dear brothers, the mere fact that we are reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is not a guarantee that you are going to pass away with it. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and commanded all the angels to a malaika to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, at that time shaitan refused to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and he took an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That he takes an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because of this insan, because of this human being, I am being banished from the heavens. On account of me being deprived of Jannah because of them, I will attempt to deprive them of Jannah through me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted shaitan respite till the day of Qiyamah, where he says, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Everyone who is moving on the straight path, everyone who is a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you and I, shaitan has taken it upon himself to see that we do not continue on the siratul mustaqim, that we do not continue on the righteous path, on the path towards Jannah, the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that especially at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows shaitan's efforts to reach its peak. And especially during this time, you find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming true, that the person wakes up, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person wakes up in the morning in the state of iman, but by the time the evening comes upon him, he no longer has iman. Or in the morning he wakes up in the state, or in the evening he goes to sleep, or he enters the evening, he does not go to sleep, he goes, enters the evening in the state of iman. But what he does throughout the course of the night, by the time dawn comes upon him, he no longer has iman. يَبِيعُ أَحَدُهُمْ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his deen for some worldly commodity. How is it possible that a believer, a person who understands what this kalima means, is ready to sell it? My dear brothers, when an effort is not made behind this kalima, when a person gives preference of the life of this world over the hereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Ala inna dunya hulwatun khadira," that the life of this world is sweet and it is green. What is meant by this? That when a person gets a taste of it, a person tastes some ice cream, he gets the sweetness of it, what does he want to do? Is he satisfied with one spoon? No, he will go on to the next spoon until the bowl is finished. He takes a sip of some sweet drink. That is not sufficient. He will continue until the glass is finished. A person takes a bite of a chocolate. That sweetness that he tastes, the sweetness continues. It creates an addiction. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds true right till the day of Qiyamah. We find ourselves, a person earns 100. He wants to chase after the next 100. A person earns 1,000, he wants to chase after the next 1,000. A person purchases a beautiful vehicle, he wants to chase after the next vehicle. A person purchases a house, not necessarily wants to chase after the next house, but he wants to chase after the next renovation and the next renovation. Ala inna dunya hulwatun khadira, it is green, it is attractive. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fiha fayandhura kayfa ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us vicegerents in this dunya to see how we spend our life in this world. Do we spend it making the dunya our maqsad and our objective? Or do we spend it preserving that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will be our success in this world and the hereafter? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. That fear the dunya, fear the comforts of this dunya becoming your maqsad, fear chasing after the comforts of this world becoming your objective in life. And Allah subhanahu wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifies after that, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَى. And fear woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. That their wiles, their plotting and planning, it is great. One of the most dangerous traps of shaitan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, An-nisa'u haba'ilu shaitan. Haba'il, habila is one net. When a fisherman casts multiple nets to draw people in, when you want to bring people in a mass way, in a mass methodology, then you cast multiple nets. One of the best, the most effective ways of shaitan to draw people away from Siratul Mustaqim is the woman. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء. Unfortunately today, whilst it is a difficult topic to discuss from the minbar, it was only the fitna of women, the fitna of the opposite gender, that was a cause for concern. But slowly, with increasing momentum, the fitna of a person becoming attracted to the same gender is becoming common as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our progenies from it as well. This is even worse. This is even worse than talking to, becoming attracted to somebody of the opposite gender. But it does not mean that because there is something worse, that the lesser evil is acceptable. We will still speak about the fitna of woman, but now we have to speak about the fitna of becoming attracted to the same gender. Understand that it is haramun haram. It is haram to be in zina, and it is even more haram. It is haram upon haram. The punishment for it is even more severe than the punishment for zina with a woman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاء. Fear the woman. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلُ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَاء. That the fitna, the first fitna of the Banu Israel, what led to the decline of the Banu Israel, what started it off was one woman over whom blood was shed. Surah Baqarah got its name after the cow. Why was Surah Baqarah known as the cow? The Bani Israel were commanded to slaughter a cow to find out who was it that killed that woman. So the decline of an entire nation, one of the most powerful nations to ever live, began because of the love or in getting involved with a woman. Similarly, my dear brothers, we find even in our times, a person's wealth begins to become, finds detriment to his wealth. Find that now one of the wealthiest people in the world, the ruler of one of the Arab nations, involved in one of the largest divorce settlements, or the largest divorce settlement in history, over £500 million, he has to pay. Why? Because he did not heed the command of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that no matter how wealthy a person is, if you do not heed the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially at this time, where shaitan is at its peak, and we find that one of the effective ways of defeating the traps or the attempts or the attacks of shaitan, you will say the best form of defense is offense. That shaitan is continuously trying to lead the Muslims away from Siratul Mustaqim. The best way to defend ourselves from the attack of shaitan is to attack the plans of shaitan. And that is where the effort of da'wah comes in. Speaking constantly about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned this at the beginning. That we speak, we understand that the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But how is it possible that a person forgets and he is turned away from the straight path? Is when a person does not continuously remind himself about this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When more effort is placed on the life of this world over the life of the hereafter. When most of our time is spent to preserve our material wealth over our spiritual wealth. Then my dear brothers, the importance of this iman, of the spiritual wealth that we have, this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly begins to leave our lives. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst all the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the quality of generosity, the quality of kindness, the various ibadat which are found in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the long nights of tahajjud, the large amount of tilawat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. But from amongst all of these, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That qul hadihi sabili, that this is my way. What is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ad'u ilallah, that I give da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani, with foresight, not only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of our iman, for the sake of the preservation of our iman and our progenies to come, we have to get involved in some form of effort for the sake of the preservation of our deen. We find that, we'll conclude on this inshallah, that worldwide there is an effort, there is an attack on iman. And the one defense to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the effort of da'wat and tabligh, a formal attack has been formed against that effort as well, where certain countries have outlawed this effort. And this is definitely the forefront runners to Dajjal. In the very same land in which the effort of Dawud has been outlawed, we find that music festivals and music concerts like that land had never witnessed. That land in which Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walked, every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Dawud in that land. Yet that effort of Dawud is outlawed, and that which will destroy a person's iman is taking place in those lands. We know that Dajjal, one of his followers will be those that are music lovers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So this is an indication that we are in need of the effort of Dawud. We'll conclude on this kar guzari, on this incident. Mawlana Yunus Daya rahmatullah alayh, a very pious alim, he used to read approximately at minimum 1,000 to 2,000 durood per day. The amount of times he witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. That one of the last few times, it was during these COVID, during this lockdown period when the masajid were just opened again, he saw in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sees the masjid in which he used to spend most of his days and where he used to make most of his efforts. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs him that Dajjal is trying to enter this masjid. But Dajjal could not enter the masjid. And he goes to the masjid and he sees that, why is it that Dajjal was prevented from entering the masjid? He says there were people, there was a jamaat in the masjid giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, this is the time of Dajjal. This is the time in which, maybe not the time of Dajjal, but these are Dajjali times in which a concerted effort is being made to remove Muslims from iman, remove Muslims from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can mention the best form of defense is offense. We have to combat this effort with effort of our own. We cannot become complicit. We cannot become complacent and suffice on our iman and our amal. But we have to make an effort to save the God, the iman of Muslims throughout the four corners of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us perfect. Alhamdulillah.